Motherload Views continues. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Jason Kiken, the supervisor for the Stanislaus National Forest. Supervisor Kiken, one thing I haven't asked you about that I've heard a little bit about is a plan being developed for over-snow vehicles. What can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So the over-snow plan is a component of the travel management rule that was passed in 2005 that really is asking the Forest Service to look at summer use and winter use of National Forest System lands. And so this is our largest remaining component that we are really planning for, and that is, where can snowmobiles or other over-snow vehicles go in the winter months? We know that in the Sierras and throughout the U.S., a lot of people do enjoy riding snowmobiles, so where can they go? And so the plan that we're developing is really trying to balance the three main tiers of things that we look at, which are social impacts, environmental impacts, and economic impacts. And so on that social side, it's a matter of providing opportunities for people to use snowmobiles and other vehicles, while also providing other good opportunities for people to use non-motorized means of transportation, meaning skis and snowshoes and other things. So trying to balance those uses as well as other concerns. On the environmental side, where our highest concerns for plant species or wildlife species, and recognizing what those impacts are. And on the economic side, again, recreation and tourism are the largest industries of the four counties that Stanislaus National Forest sits in. And so how to provide really good recreation opportunities that ensure that those opportunities will be had for generations to come. That is part of the Forest Service mission. And so what we're trying to do is identify, again, where can people go to recreate during winter months? I have signed a draft decision on that. We're still working through some objections that we had from some members of the public, and hope to have a final decision in time for this coming winter. But we'll stay tuned on that. When that decision is signed, we'll also have an associated map that shows where those groomed and ungroomed trails are, as well as areas that are generally open to over-snow vehicles. And that will be able to be found on our website and as well as in our four offices.
Nearing the end of this weekend's Motherload Views, any other things that are worth noting as we near the end of today's show?
Well, so again, what I would say, going back to that recreation discussion, is this is an amazing place to live and play. And so we want people to go out and enjoy the Stanislaus National Forest. I want people to really be thoughtful in where they go and what risks they put themselves at. So take time to study the area and know a little bit about where you're going, and make sure others know where you're going as well. But enjoy it when you're there. Also want folks to know that at Pinecrest and at Lake Alpine and a few other areas, we are hosting interpretive programs for kids young and old to come and enjoy and learn about this beautiful natural world that we live in. So you can find information on those interpretive programs at our offices and as well as on our website. And then the last thing I would say is this is an excellent community to live in and be a part of, really, and am enjoying, my whole family is enjoying the kindness of folks around here, the attention to the natural world, and that desire to work together to solve issues is so important. These are things that we can't solve within the Forest Service alone, but if we work together, we can make this these Sierras the best place around for generations to come. So thank you for everything, Sonora and Tuolumne County. I really am enjoying this place.
Well, Supervisor Kiken, we've hit on a lot of topics. Thank you so much for joining us on Motherload Views. We hope to talk to you down the road as well.
All right. Thank you. I'll be back.
Again, we thank our guest, Supervisor Jason Kiken with the Stanislaus National Forest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back with more Motherload Views next week.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.